This last poem, which I'll finish with, is called Harvest, and is also starts in that same place, at my parents' house in Wales. And I'll finish with this, and I think after this hopefully we'll have sort of 10 or 15 minutes if you've got any questions. Harvest. I picked early apples the day I came to see you, slow stepping round each low crown to reach an upturned palm and twist each apple once, unscrewing bulbs from the tree's chandelier. Some gave themselves easily while others remained stubborn on the branch, their stems cording but holding, as at my feet the windfalls performed their annual trick, a Trojan horse illusion, only to reveal with a nudge of my boot the cavities of their wasp-eaten insides. I carried the good ones back in the sling of my jumper, so later when I reached for your hand, an apple leaf fell to the sheet. In a poem such as this, that leaf might turn your knuckles into the growth scars of twigs, while seeing your face so sunken without teeth might conjure up those wasps again. But this wasn't a poem. This was you, still holding, your memories rising to bring the highlands and the veldt to your afternoon bed. So all I saw instead was that recollection in your eye, sharp enough to fool myself this wasn't, after all, the last goodbye. 1 week later, and your daughter called. A single twist, she said, somewhere between midnight and dawn, and you were gone. As I replaced the phone, my eye cast the room, only to find, and this I swear is true, those apples again, still crowding their bowl, and above them an afternoon wasp, its scribbled search for fresher air, writing this last line across the window pane.